Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
We welcome Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland to the show. Welcome, Martin.
Good evening to you, Tom. How are you keeping?
Very well, thanks, Martin. Martin, it's been another busy week of racing, but I suppose we should start with that special performance from Enable in the Yorkshire Oaks to hold off the challenge of Magical. Can she go on to be the first horse to win the three arcs, Martin?
Well, I guess she certainly can, and yesterday's performance, all right, indeed, Tom. She really is a wonderful filly, no question about that. I thought she made every yard a run yesterday under Frankie Dettori. I thought Magical might give her a bit of a race, maybe 4.5, 2 furlongs down, but as usual, she seemed to find plenty and win very, very well indeed. It will be a tremendous achievement, a historic achievement, if she can win three arcs in a row. And it's you know, a great testament to the trainer John Gosden's ability to keep a filly like this on song for so long. She had a serious injury, of course, at the start of last season, but she has managed to come back and be as good as ever this year. That was her third big success this season, and she really is a tremendous filly indeed. It's very hard to see how she is going to get beaten on the first Sunday in October at Longsham. That was her last run in Britain, and you know, she got a great send-off. She really is just something special, I think, and it is going to take something special for her to maybe not to do it. I suppose the arc, you need plenty of luck. You need a good draw. All sorts of things have to go your way. You wouldn't want, you know, maybe too soft the ground, but there's no doubt that she's certainly the best filly in training at the moment, and it's going to take a very big effort for anyone to beat her. Japan, I thought, was a very good winner, of course, for Aidan O'Brien earlier in the week as well. He was a good winner at Jude Monte International, where he beat Crystal Ocean, a tight finish. Of course, Crystal Ocean was the horse that enabled a big fight in the King George last time, got to be ahead of her. So I suppose if Japan can improve even more, it looks like he will be trained for the arc as well. He's probably going to be the biggest rival to Enable, but at the moment, there's no doubt that she's going to take all the beating.
And I suppose here at home, the Killarney August Festival is currently taking place, and wasn't it great to have Mark Welch back in the winner's enclosure with a double for JP McManus, namely Act in Time and Move with the Times, who could now be heading for the Kerry National.
Yes, indeed, a very good performance from Mark. Of course, a long time on the sidelines now for him himself, and he really is a top class rider. Certainly, in the last couple of seasons, he's getting better and better every year. He would have been, I thought, a strong candidate to be even champion jockey this year, but because of that injury he had, Paul Towner now was a big lead in him in the jockey championship, and it'd be very hard to try and peg that back. But in saying that, you know, Tom with the Times was a good winner yesterday. First start for Enda Bulger. He was a good horseman trained in England by Paul Nichols. Didn't get things right over fences, but certainly jumped well yesterday, and could be a very interesting contender for that Kerry National, which of course is the feature of the Listowel Festival in a couple of weeks' time.
It'll be very interesting to see what happens there. Well, Martin, let's look at the weekend action in Ireland, and we should mention we have no racing this Sunday due to the Stable Lads and Lasses having their last Sunday off for the year.
Well, that's right, indeed it is, and I think originally actually this was probably a date that I think they might have thought that the All-Ireland Hurling Final might be on this Sunday, and that was normally blank anyway, so it went a week earlier with Tramore last week, but great win for Tipperary, of course, everybody knows. But I think it is a welcome day off for the stable lassies and the lads that go racing all the time with them. I think next one is actually blank as well, of course, with Ireland on. So lots of things to look forward to, I suppose. Bellisham this week as well, the Wednesday and Thursday. Laytown the whole week's time, of course, Listowel as well, and of course the big champions weekend at the Curragh, that won't be too far away, with Leperstown on Saturday and of course the Curragh on Sunday.
And of course, moving to this week's action on Saturday, first we hit to Kerry for the final day of the season from Killarney, where we have an 8-race flat card, where the first race is due off at 12:50. We head to the second race on the card, the Nursery Handicap, which is due off at 1:20, where 14 will be loaded into the boxes.
Yes, interesting race, this one. Generally, a lot of people would follow the top weight in the Nursery. Used to be an old kind of saying in racing, I was back at the top weight in the Nursery. And I think on this occasion, Steed the Dawn is a very good chance for Adrian Keighley. Hasn't been seen since winning fairly well at Roscommon on only her second start in May. That was quite a good effort. Seemed to handle the softest ground that occasion. The ground in Killarney is yielding at the moment, but it is drying out nicely. The weather's supposed to be quite good. Young Gavin Ryan is very good. 7-pound claimer from the Jim Bulger yard. Claimed 7 pounds off this use for filly. I think this one will take plenty of beating. In from the Cole from Michael Mulvaney, definitely has a chance. Good winner there. And his penultimate start is Sligo, and then last time was third at the Curragh over 6-4, and stepping up to a mile shouldn't be any problem for him. He looks a bit of a danger, but I think Seed of Dawn might be up to the fine top weight.
Let's look at the next race, the Irish Examiner Conditions race, where 10 horses have been declared.
Yeah, a very tricky race, this one. Obviously, Valentine is a standard dish in racing at the moment. He really is a very consistent horse and came back in something like his best form in third at the Curragh a couple of weeks ago. Young Stephen Mooney claimed 7 off his back, and he is certainly one that won't be too far away here. Equitan for Joseph Ryan has to be respected as well. While Tony's Agent is now with Dennis Hogan after being claimed at Leopardstown last week. He was a very good horse for Geraldine's in his previous couple of years. He's a very consistent horse and sure to run very well here. But I just think Sky 7 has a chance for Mick Halford. Didn't run all that well the last time at Roscommon. Probably found the ground a bit soft and maybe the mile and a quarter trip too far. But before that, his third at the Curra was very good effort in a primary handicap in late June. I think that was a good effort, and maybe under Ross Coakley, this one could be worth an each way punt in what is a very tricky contest, this one.
And the Vincent O'Brien Ruby Stakes, which is a listed contest, which is due off at 2:30. 15 runners are clear for this one, Martin. What do you like here?
Yeah, the feature event here, a very tricky race, 15 runners, you say, Tom. I thought Lady Wannabe went very close under Frank and Tory in a similar type race here a couple of weeks ago in July, the Killarney July Festival, ridden by Frankie Dettori on that occasion, tried to make all the run and just got caught in the last couple of strides by Viadera from Geraldine's. I think we're really up into that run. We'll give her a big chance here. Chris Hayes takes over with obviously Frankie Dettori riding in England, and she must have a good chance for Fozzie Stack, who's stable in quite good form at the moment. Bowerman was formerly trained in England. He ran a good race for Aidan McGuinness on his first run this season, and second in the conditions race at Naas in July, behind a decent horse called I Am Superman. While General Wells Shalier has an outside draw to overcome here, but it didn't say the trip last week in the Royal Whip Stakes, but had earlier shown good form and won the Tetrack Stakes at the Curra early on the year. So they probably would be the three principals. I think Lady Wannabe, I'll be siding in this one.
And a 45-65 handicap over the mile has been divided. Anything stand out here?
Yeah, Solomon Seal is a good chance for Joe Murphy to top on there in the 3 or 5 race. He did win over a horse and distance earlier on the year, and that always counts a lot in Killarney. But maybe the one against him here is a horse called Alda Mollies for Dot Love and Kenny Leonard. Model of consistency this one, it deserves to get her head in front. In the second division then, I thought recent course winner High Altitude must have a good chance for John Murphy. This one loves Killarney. He's run some very good races here and was a good winner here on Wednesday when the soft ground wasn't really supposed to suit him. This better ground tomorrow will suit. He's got a 6-pound penalty, which puts his weight up to 10-4. But young Alan McKay, young 10-pound claimer, claims a bit of weight off that, so we'll have a good chance here. But I do like the look of Avalanche for Tom and Amara. Ran a good race to Corwin, 5th in Apprentice Race just 8 days ago. That was quite a good effort, and maybe a reproduction of that might see him home in front of High Altitude.
And to wrap up Killarney, is there anything else you like?
Well, Stratham should certainly win the last race for Willie Mullins. He's going to be on back of the price, though. Patrick Mullins raised this one. A very good horse. This is well suited by conditions race. He'd be very, very sharp price. And maybe the 4 or 5, the Apprentice Handicap, could be another one for Sheila Labrie with a horse called Dane Hill Quest. Good second a couple of weeks ago, Tipperary, a ladies' race. That was quite a good effort. And she might just be good enough to beat Building Bridges from Jessica Harrington Yard.
Let's move to Saturday's jumping action at Kilbeggan. 7 races down for decision, with the first due off at 5:05. We start with the Mayor's Novice Hurdle at 5:40, where 7 mares line up.
Yeah, very interesting race, because all 7 mares are previous winners of hurdles. Tom, you wouldn't normally see that too often. And I suppose the favourite is likely to be Willie Moons' Little Nugget under Paul Townend. This one ran a fine race from just getting touched off by his stable companion, Favaros, in a good novice hurdle at the Galway Festival there at the end of July. That was quite a good effort. Care is a horse there for Normie, won well at Sligo during the week, made all the run to win on that occasion. Well, Jessica Hanton's Caronel was a nice winner of Cork last time. Been only a 4-year-old, gets a little bit of weight off Little Nugget. So a tight contest here. I think Little Nugget might be good enough to win, but I certainly would be afraid of Caronel. I think this one will go close for Robbie Power and Jessica Harrington.
And the 2-mile handicap hurdle due off at 6:40, where 12 horses have been declared. What do you like here?
Yeah, pretty consistent, pretty open-looking race, this one, I have to say, Tom. Alfred Wagner was a winner last time at Ballinrobe under Eric McNamara, and the son, Connor, is doing very, very, very well. He's very good value for a 7-pound claim, up 6 pounds for that, but certainly one of the leading contenders. But Josephina for Tony Bonds must have a good chance as well. No Way Jack for Pat Martin certainly should enter calculations. Useful horse in the flat, doesn't win too often, but would have a chance with Green Kane. But maybe the very bottom one here, King Christoph, might be worth taking a chance on. Very lowly rated horse for Peter Fahey. Has been running well in the flat of late, finishing place twice in the last couple of runs as ran. Won't mind the trip at all over 2 miles, and off just bottom weight might be worth a few each way euro. That's a horse called King Christoph.
And the following race is the Beginner's Chase with 10 going to post.
Yeah, you know, we look at someone like Henry de Bromhead here, and his Visio Man must have a good chance with Rachel Blackmore on board. Good tour to Visio Man, or sorry, tour to Limerick a couple of weeks ago, just narrowly beaten on that occasion. That was quite a good effort, and I think with Rachel back on board here, must have a good chance. That's my horse has a chance. for Philip Rothwell and Darrell Keefe. They were trading 20 minutes at the moment. Good tour at Tremor last week. He got interfered with at an early stage there, was a bit unlucky not to finish a bit closer. Rain in Spain could be an interesting one there, an interesting mare for Charles O'Brien. Wouldn't have too many runners in the chases. This one was a father last time, but if granted a clear round, must go well under Ricky Doyle. But I think Vigio Man, Henry de Bombay's one, might be the safest solution.
And the handicap chase is the penultimate race on the card there at 7:40. Nine are facing the starter here, Martin.
Yeah, Riviera Sun has some good form over this course at Quebec, and so it was a bit of a tricky course. It hasn't been as best form of late, but Hugh Morgan claiming £7 off his back would have a good chance here. But Conor Torres, Don't Let Go, winner last time, up £5 for that effort, and must go well. But it's looking at maybe Dot Love's Presenting Princess, young Darrell Keefe on board, and say Darrell's right 20 minutes at the moment. This one was Tour de Roscommon last time out in a Mare's Beginner's Chase. Not a bad effort on that occasion. Met some useful horses and just might be good enough to go in here.
And before we leave Kilbeg, Martin, anything else to catch your eye?
I think the opening race, Tara Dillon, must have a great chance for Tomlin. This one is in place a few times over hurdles. She finds it hard to get her head in front, but this looks our best opportunity to date, and I think we'll save plenty of beating. While I think it's interesting that Passive Moon is actually riding the last race, at Killarney, but he should win on Stratham. Drives all the way up then to take the mount on Blue Jacaranda in the very last race at Quebec, and obviously this one must have a good chance. On form, Tom's Courage has a good chance after finishing second at Quebec in a couple of weeks ago, but maybe the fact that Patrick is trying to ride at both meetings suggests this Blue Jacaranda could be useful and will take plenty of beating.
Okay, let's turn our attention to the final day of the Ebor Festival at York, where the £1 million Ebor Handicap is the feature tomorrow. But firstly, let's look at the Melrose Handicap, the consolation race for the Ebor, where both O'Brien's father and son have runners in Eminence and King's Vow.
Yeah, both have a bit of a chance here, you'd imagine. Eminence has been in quite good form, it has to be said, Braden O'Brien, without actually getting his head in front, he's been placing a couple of big handicaps here. I think the step up to -6 would probably suit him. The same could be said for King's Vow. He was slightly disappointed last time at the Galway Festival, thought he might run a bit better, but before that, had won well in Leprechaun early on the season. I think the triple would bring out the best in them, and of the two, I slightly prefer Eminence. I think he's crying out for this distance and will take plenty of beating. However, the Frankie Dettori, John Cosden combination have a big chance here with a horse called First and Nine. He's around 4-1 favourite at the moment and must take plenty of beating as well. But I do think Eminence should go very well for Ryan Moore and Aidan O'Brien.
And the City of York Stakes sees three Irish runners in Gordon Lord Byron, Le Bravado and Speaking Colours.
Yeah, Gordon Lord Byron won this race many years ago. Tommy's a remarkable horse to keep going strong as he is as an 11-year-old. But his most recent effort occurred when he was toured was quite a good effort, and he certainly wouldn't be no back number here, although he's bound to find one or two useful starts that may be too strong for him out this case. Speaking Colours, very interesting. He runs over the sprint distances mainly, stepping up to 7.2, could be interesting indeed. Was a good winner of a race on the Derby Day at Tacora. Le Bravado for Ryan Moore, you have to say, it's been a little bit disappointing, must be said. He came here with high reputation, but hasn't really been able to put his best foot forward. Now, he's stepping down a class here, and maybe to step down to 7 foreigns will probably help him. But the likely one here to beat is a horse called Lawrence. For Carol Burke. She's a very, very good filly, this one. 7 foreigns is probably a short she'd want to go, but she likes the ball along her front and will take plenty of beating up this York straight as a straight 7 foreigns here. I think Lauren sets the standard and will take all the beating. Hopefully the Irish will go well, but of the three Irish, I would expect maybe Speaking Colours to be best, but whether she can beat Lauren is another question indeed.
And of course, the feature there tomorrow in York is the Ebor itself, where 22 go to posts. Willie Mullins' pair of Max Dynamite and True Self and Gerard Lyons run Mustajir. Martin, which one of these would you fancy in the feature?
Yeah, True Self was a little bit disappointing last time, and she'd beaten it odds on, but she is a very good mare. I think very interesting here is the jockey book, and Dunnock O'Brien riding for Willie Mullins hasn't happened, as far as I know, up to date yet. I must say myself, I think it's a bit of a surprise, but certainly that's an interesting book, and around 16-1 she certainly would have a chance. The softer ground probably the better her chance there, and she must go well. Max Dynamite has run well in this race before. Ronan Whelan rides for Willie Mullins here off just 9-7, and he's a big price here, but he has the ability. He was playing a couple of Melbourne Cups. He likes good ground and loves the long, big long straight of York will suit him. A couple of good, obviously, English horses. A horse called Withhold has a big chance for Roger Charlton. Came back after a long break to win a good race at Newcastle last time, and certainly well fancied here. I do like Geraldine's as though Mustajir, I must say myself. I think he's a very good each way chance. Finished a good fourth in the race last season, and he's been running reasonably well this season without getting his head in front, but he's been running in listed and graded races And I think, you know, at 16-1, he represents good each way value. Colin Keane, top class rider, and must be one there that you would say would have a good each way chance at a decent price. I'm hoping he can do it. A lot of good horses in the race that you would expect for this type of price. And it's going to be, you know, a tight betting affair as well. £1 million is huge prize money for a handicap. Possibly, you know, people would say it's probably too much so, to be quite honest. But Libra's one of those long-standing races in England, and I just want to make it a very special event, to kind of rival the Melbourne Cup if at all possible. I suppose Withhold is certainly the one to beat. He's going to start favourite, I think, around 6-1, 7-1. King's Advice as well for Mark Johnson, the top weight. Wouldn't be too far away either. He was a good winner last time as well. He likes the ball on the front, so it'll be a very strong run race. I'm hoping from an Irish point of view that most of the European reward each race support. I think he should be in the first four.
Great stuff there, Martin. Anyway, with some superb racing to look forward to here in Ireland and in the UK over the weekend, before we let you go, it's that time of the week where we'll get your best bets of the weekend.
Okay, I think in the Killarney tomorrow, Avalanche in the 3:35 has a very good chance for Tom and Amara. Like his chances there, well, they'll go along with then Dane Hill Quest in the 4:05. At Kilbeggan, I wouldn't take a chance on King Christoph in the 6:40 event. I think that has a very, very good chance. By presenting Princess could be the one in the 7:40.
Martin, thanks once again for joining us on the HRI preview, and we look forward to hearing from you again next week.
No problem at all, Tom. Thanks very much indeed. Thank you.
That was Horse Racing Ireland's Martin Murphy speaking on Friday's Drive Time Sport here on CRY 104 FM.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.